for people too.
KFYO 809 with Tom and Laura. Good morning. We have a date that is important. You need to save this date. It's Tuesday, October 8th. From 10 to 11:30 a.m., you can register and network at 9:30. Program starts at 10 o'clock. We're talking about a Road to a Better South Plains Forum, and Carolyn Simpson's in the house. This is a collaborative effort with United Way, Lubbock Housing Finance Corporation, and the City of Lubbock. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. This is a great program, and we encourage everyone to come and register to see this documentary that the Center for Public Policy Priorities out of Austin has produced, following five Texas families. And the purpose of this documentary is, the title of it is A Fighting Chance. What does it take for a family to survive and thrive in Texas? And what we will see is a 7-minute preview of this film, which follows five struggling Texas families and shows the tough but sometimes complicated choices that they must make to meet their most basic needs. In addition, we will have a panel of local people representing housing, workforce, childcare, a number of the things that people have to budget for every day, and sometimes that's hard. Sometimes they have to give up one or two of those things just to make ends meet. The Center for Public Policy Priorities also has something called the Family Budget Calculator.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
Which is an online resource that estimates what it takes for families to live in various cities and towns across the state. The Center for Public Policy Priorities is on a 26-city Texas tour, and Lubbock is one of their stops, and we're excited to host this event in Lubbock.
So this is, when you say the cost of living calculator, it's like, you know, two adults, two kids and a dog and a cat, and this is what. Now, is the cost of living based off of living in a certain place or just surviving?
Correct.
And getting by?
Correct. Our forum will focus on the South Plains and what it takes to live here in our area. And you can put in a single mom, two children, one in school, one in child care, put in her job, a range of wages, and then it will calculate what it takes for her to live, what the cost of child care is in our area, what the cost of transportation is, what the cost of gas is, food, rent, all of those kinds of things. And then you see if what she's making actually covers her basic needs.
Which it probably doesn't in a lot of cases.
In a lot of cases, it does not.
What are some of the things these families, these five families that are being featured, what are some of the things they're dealing with?
Well, one family in particular, a husband and wife, really doing exactly what everybody thinks they should. They both have jobs. The young woman has a part-time job. She's in school. And he is working full-time. They have a child. The child has some intense special medical needs, so the mom has to quit school, quit her job, and then dad gets laid off. But they still have this baby with all of these medical needs and bills. And so what is it that they do? How can they then get themselves pulled back up and on track?
Right. And what services are offered here on the South Plains
right.
to help them.
Right. And so we'll be looking at a lot of those things with the people on our panel.
That's really an all too familiar scenario. You know, a lot of people that get up and put their pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else, are just really a few ticks away from absolute, you know, hardship and disaster. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. You know, you see people with master's degrees and, you know, PhDs that, you know, find themselves so close to homelessness because of certain situations. And a lot of times people are so educated and specialized. When you hit a bump in the road, you know, then you can't get hired anywhere because you're overqualified.
It's tough for a lot of people. People really do want to work, and they want to be self-sufficient and provide for themselves and their families. But sometimes circumstances just sort of kick them in the stomach, mm-hmm. and it's tough then to pull yourself back up. We have a lot of people that live paycheck to paycheck, and if one thing happens, their car breaks down, someone in the family gets sick, then they're literally living in poverty at that point. Often they lose their home. They have to move in with relatives or friends. Sometimes it's tough.
Yeah. A lot of times people can't make it without the help of their parents.
Their parents or other social service agencies. And so we want to highlight services that are out there and ways for – at the United Way, our whole thing is about education and making sure people have some sort of education once they graduate from high school, whether that's a specific training, it's a two-year college, it's a four-year college, whatever it is. We want people to be able to provide for themselves.
Right.
Sounds like it's going to be a very informative session. If you'd like to show up, it is October the 8th. Give us the times, place, and what you need to do to get some pre-information if you'd like it.
Right. Road to a Better South Plains, Tuesday, October the 8th, 10 to 11:30 a.m. at the Legacy, located at 1500 14th Street. That's downtown. And if you would like to register, there's online registration at www.lubbockhousing.com/events. lubbockhousing.com/events.
Is there a charge for
this?
There is
no charge for this.
Okay, so it's free. Good deal.
It is free.
Hey, Carolyn, thanks for coming and being with us.